I'm Anna. I have an interest in aviation, but my interest in aviation might be a bit different than your interest. My interest is in what went wrong and some things that went right. What went wrong meaning, why did that plane crash? Or, why did that incident happen? We'll go in-depth on the flight details. We also might get to hear some air traffic control recordings from the flight. We'll talk about the pilots and what experience they have and what they did in the aftermath. We'll also talk about some changes in air travel that are noticeable and not so noticeable. Well, we should probably get to the episode. Enjoy! Just a little PSA to kick off this week's episode. Volleyball is starting for me right now, so my life just got a lot busier. I'll try my absolute best to get at least a new podcast out every week, but I can't promise I will be active on Instagram, like posting reels and stuff. Anyways, just wanted to give you a head up. Enjoy the episode. This flight happened on October 21st, 2009. It started off at San Diego International Airport, which is a very nice airport. I've been there, but I don't know if my opinion matters because I was in San Diego and I was already in a really good mood. It was Northwest Airlines Flight 188 headed to Minneapolis, Minnesota. The plane was a 7-year-old Airbus A320-212. In command is Captain Timothy Brian Cheney, age 53. He started off as a private pilot flying Twin Otters and Turbo Beavers, which both sound like they could be an animated movie about really fast beavers and otters that look relatively the same. He also flew his own private float plane. He flew cargo with Emery as a flight engineer and a first officer on the Boeing 727. He upgraded to captain, but he never finished the training because he was hired by Republic Airlines in 1985. That airline merged with Northwest. On May 24, 1991, he qualified for first officer on the A320. 11 years later, he upgraded to captain. He has 18,641 flight hours, including 8,897 on the Airbus A320. The co-pilot is First Officer Richard Irwin Cole, age 54. He joined the U.S. Air Force in 1980 and flew F-111s for 3 years. Neck problems caused him to leave. He joined Pan Am in 1989 and later was hired at Northwest Airlines on January 3, 1997. He was a flight engineer on the 727 for 3 years and qualified first officer on the A320 on January 11, 2004. First Officer Cole has logged more than 13,811 hours total and has more than 4,500 hours logged on the A320. The first officer said the captain was nice and personable with a good attitude. He seemed like a conscientious pilot, made sure everything was done, was a nice man, and that they had hit it off well. The captain said the first officer was okay, but I'd flown with better. In 2008, Northwest fired for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, a first in its 79-year history. They tried cost-saving measures, but that didn't work. Northwest announced a merger with Delta. The merger would form the world's largest airline. When the captain was asked about the merger, he said the new Delta procedures could have been accomplished better, but everyone was struggling through it. He also stated that the Chapter 11 action before the merger impacted his retirement financially. This was a distraction that created a bitter and angry environment, but he tried to keep it out of the cockpit. The aircraft is a former Northwest Airlines aircraft recently painted in the Delta livery. There were 144 passengers and 5 crew. At 2:58 local time, the captain is flying and the first officer is pilot monitoring. The flight departs San Diego at 2:59 p.m., 25 minutes late. The initial climb to cruise is normal. The first officer said the workload for the flight was normal. Autopilot is used for climb and cruise. The route was programmed into the FMC with no direct routings. At 5:10 Denver time, they're at flight level 350. And they encounter turbulence. They climb to flight level 370 for a bit of a smoother ride. They level at 5:22 p.m. after a climb time of 1 hour and 23 minutes. The number one radio is set for ATC. Radio 2 is set for Universal Emergency Frequency per company procedures. Also part of the procedures, pilots have their headsets off and are monitoring ATC through the cockpit speakers. According to current procedures, the captain is performing PF, or pilot flighting duties, and making autopilot inputs. The first officer has PM duties, or pilot monitoring duties, and is responsible for ATC communication. At 5:56 over Denver and 2 hours into the flight, Denver ARTCC, or Area Control Center, tells the pilots to contact Minneapolis ARTCC. ATC gets no response. Denver and Minneapolis ARTCC make several unsuccessful attempts to contact the pilots. On board, a flight attendant calls the cockpit to ask if the pilots want something to eat. Both pilots get meals. The captain eats first, then the first officer. After eating, they converse about the current preferential bidding system, or PBS, no, not the public television station. This is a computer program for airline workforce schedules. The Delta PBS system was recently implemented as part of the merger. Computer tutorials, crew services volunteers, and even a 150-page manual had been provided for crew, but both pilots agreed it was still confusing. The conversation lasted 15 minutes. While they are talking, Minneapolis ARTCC and Northwest Airlines dispatchers make about 8 attempts to reach the pilots and tell them to regain radio contact. These attempts are unsuccessful. Other pilots in the area are alerted and they make their own unsuccessful attempts to reach the pilots. Northwest sent a radio text message to the aircraft but received no answer. The controllers get concerned enough that NORAD readies fighter jets to go out and check on the aircraft. Officials in the White House Situation Room are alerted as well. 1 hour later, at 8:01, the aircraft passes over the final point on their flight plan. The flight mode annunciator, or FMA, on the PFD indicates a lateral mode degradation from navigation, or nav mode, to a heading, or HGG mode. The flight crew doesn't notice. The first indication of something wrong is when a flight attendant asks about arrival time. The captain looks down at the primary flight display and notices that there was no flight plan shown. The captain turns nav display from ARC to ROSE and sees Duluth, Minnesota to his left. As fighter jets are about to scramble, the first officer contacts ATC at Minneapolis Airport.
Secure.
It is secure. We got distracted. We were
That's 28 Roger.
The overshoot concerns the controllers greatly, and they have the pilots perform some maneuvers to prove that they are still in control, and also to verify to the transponder target that they are seeing on the radar is actually Flight 188. Flight 188 landed at Minneapolis Airport minutes later. Everyone survived, but two jobs were lost.
Stardust 188, turn right to heading of 135.
Right to heading of 135, Northwest 188.
This 188, turn right to heading 210.
210, Northwest 188.
Stardust 188, descend to maintain for level 320. Contact Minneapolis,
Tower
During investigation, both pilots told the NTSB they were going over schedules using their laptops, which is a serious violation of piloting fundamentals and Delta Airlines policy. The pilots denied suggestions that they had fallen asleep. On October 27, 2009, the FAA grounded both pilots. The FAA found the pilots were out of contact with ATC for more than 1 hour and 30 minutes while you are out on a frolic of your own. The pilots acted in total dereliction and disregard to their duties. They were disengaged and impervious to the danger their actions posed to themselves, the passengers, and crew. The FAA found that the pilots failed to comply with ATC instructions and clearances and failed to monitor the plane's air-to-ground ratios. The pilots operated in a reckless and careless manner, showing they lacked the degree of skill, care, judgment, and responsibility to hold a pilot's license. That's our show. I hope you all enjoyed. My life is about to get a lot busier, as I mentioned before, so please bear with me. If you like what you heard, consider giving the podcast Instagram a follow for more podcast and aviation-related content. Credits to the Flight Channel for the information. I would recommend checking out the Flight Channel if you want to see this week's topic in the Flight Simulator. It's really cool. I'll be here next week if you want to join me on the What Went Wrong and Some Things That Went Right podcast.